ESPN 97.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers. There are jewelry stores, then there's Zadok's. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. John Granato, John and Dell now, as Lance takes off. He's got a seven-hour meeting he's got with the NFL. We're going to talk some golf. Mark Hubbard is back in town after having a great run on the tour. Just finished up at the Memorial. Made another cut. He's made five of the last six cuts on the PGA Tour, and that ain't easy, folks, and he's playing great right now, and he's joining us here on ESPN 97.5. What's up, Mark?
Hey, John. Thanks for having me.
Man, I appreciate you being here. Now, you do know that what you tweeted yesterday was something that they don't often tweet about on the PGA Tour, right?
Yeah. I haven't gotten a call from them yet.
So you haven't?
I think we're doing okay. I'm past the statute of limitations for that. I think I would have heard something if they were upset about it.
Don't ever delete it. Do me one favor and don't ever delete it. For those of you who didn't hear, so, and there is something to that. John Rahm's ball moved. I don't even know that it moved. He moved the grass. The ball moved. Maybe went back. And Cole Nost said, "I don't think it moved." And you tweeted, "You know what moved? The tip of my junk when he hold it from there. Y'all can kick rocks." So I thought you can't, a minuscule movement that's seen on TV is no longer going to be an infraction.
Yeah, that was what I was under the impression. We made some rule changes a year ago, a couple years back, and basically we decided, okay, look, obviously, we don't see stuff in high def the way the viewer does. So was his intent there to cheat or use the rules in his advantage? And you know, could he have seen it in real time? And I don't think either of those things were there. I mean, whether his ball moved or not is kind of not even the issue. It's was he trying to improve his lie? And could he have seen the ball move when he was over it? And I mean, I don't think people understand how deep that rough was. If it moved at all, it would have just gone down and made his lie worse. So I understand, you know, the frustration of people watching at home, you know, not realizing we've made those rule changes. And I understand that they ended up giving him the penalty, and he took it on the chin like a champ. But yeah, I'm under the impression that we changed those rules too.
Yeah, Mark Hubbard's with us here, PGA Tour Pro. So here's the deal. In the offseason, hey, Mark, for those of you who didn't know, Mark finished second here to Lanto Griffin at the Houston Open. So that was a tie for second, which was a great finish for him. He also had a tie for ninth. But that was in the alleged offseason, Mark. And now you're into the regular season, and you're still competing. You're still playing great. You're still up there, and you know, at least the first couple of days on the top of leaderboards, and doing some great things, making cuts, five out of the last six. How different is it now with a lot of the bigger names out there as opposed to that alleged off season?
Yeah, I mean, the fall definitely doesn't have the same level of competition, but it also is extremely important to get your season started. You know, I think especially with this quarantine break that we've had to take, I think people are going to reevaluate their fall schedule next year around and realize, hey, I might play a few more tournaments and kind of kick this thing into gear early. But yeah, it's been different coming back. I mean, the level of competition in every field really so far since our break has been extraordinary. Last week I haven't played in major, and I'm going to play in my first major in 2 weeks at the PGA Championship in Harding Park. And I guarantee that last week's Memorial is going to feel harder than that first major. So the competition has been amazing.
Yeah, that was so you played back-to-back weeks at Muirfield Village. And I saw we were texting each other, Ryan and Justin and I, and Ryan said that he asked about the fairways and whatnot. How beautiful is Muirfield?
It's unbelievably gorgeous, and you know, the team there did a ridiculous job being able to set that course up so differently from week to week, and keep it, you know, playable and fair. And you know, I've never seen a course be so lush and beautiful and penal and firm and fast at the same time. It was pretty incredible.
Mark Hubbard with us here on ESPN 97.5 PGA Tour Pro. Is it different when Tiger shows up?
Normally, yes. I mean, obviously, without the fans last week, there wasn't nearly as much kind of energy around the premises as there would have been. I mean, normally when he's there, it does just have a different feel. You know, people come out of the woodworks to see him, and you know, just be, you know, if you're on the same putting green as him, you know, you're putting, you're just trying to warm up, be around, and you're putting in front of thousands of people. So it definitely has a different energy. It was great seeing him out there. You know, he definitely still has his aura about him, his mystique. So, you know, just seeing him out there hit balls, it's just a different level. So it is always fun when he's there.
Who are you hanging out with out there now on the tour? Who are some good guys?
We actually had a house the last 2 weeks with Max Homa and Joel Damon. So they're part of my crew. The wives all get along. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun. None of us had the weeks that we wanted to, but it was a good couple weeks there in Ohio.
Yeah, so you guys all get a house. Oh, the wife, is she on tour with you?
Yeah, she came up for Detroit. She came up and stayed with a friend in Traverse City, and they got tested, followed all the protocols and quarantine and stuff, and then they drove down to Detroit and came to Ohio with us as well. So it was nice having them out there, and you know, we just all kind of hunkered down in our little house and cooked every night, and you know, staying in hotels gets old after a while, so it was a nice little break.
That's got to be fun, especially with guys that are going through the same thing, a lot of the same thing. Joel Damon's a good player, isn't he?
Yeah, Joel Damon's a great player. I've been playing with him since Canada. Awesome dude. A lot of fun to be around. And then Max Homa's a recent tour winner. So, I mean, it was great competitions. I play a lot of practice rounds with him, and we go back and forth a lot, have some pretty good games.
Yeah, good stuff. Mark Hubbard is with us here on ESPN 97.5. What happened at the Workday charity you withdrew after the first round?
We got called due to darkness the last night, and I had 1.5 holes left. Two of my guys were in the group. I was way outside the cut line. They were both grinding, so I let them. I got out of their way in the morning. There's no point in me coming back and whacking my ball around while they're trying to get their job done. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I could. What's the sense, right? What's the sense of doing that?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, Mark Hubbard with us here on ESPN 97.5. You're not, and we've talked about this before. You were on with Charlie Epson. You're not as long as those guys. Have you played? Who's the longest guy you played with?
Probably Tony Finau. I've been playing with him since we were on the PGA Tour Canada, now McKenzie Tour, and I mean, I think you saw a little bit of it last week, but he's actually, most guys are trying to find distance. He's toned it down, and that's where he's had his success in the PGA Tour. I mean, when he was up in Canada before he kind of figured out how to play his game, man, he was just sending it. It's just a whole another level. And he's, like I said, he's actually toned it down, and he's still probably one of the farthest guys out there.
He is. And have you been around DeChambeau at all?
Yeah, I got to play with him the Saturday of Rocket Mortgage in Detroit, and that was definitely it was pretty incredible. Unfortunately, I didn't get to talk and hang out as much as I want because he was 50 yards ahead of me on every hole. But it was pretty impressive to watch. And but I mean, I think that kind of what we talked about last time of me playing my own game and not trying to chase distance and stuff like that. You know, I stumbled on the last few holes, but I was beating him the whole day, you know, hitting 9 irons and 8 irons when he was chipping. So You got to play your own game, but it was really fun to watch.
Yeah, what is it? You're long. I played golf with you before, and you're long enough. But these guys are just stupid. It's just stupid. He's hitting 423 and whatnot, and yet you've got an 8 or 9 or a 7 iron in your hand, and those guys are hitting wedges or sand wedges and whatnot. But yet you're competing. What are you doing so well?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been a really good putter, and over the last 5 years, I've just really improved my short and mid irons. I've realized, okay, I just got to get the ball in the fairway, and if I do that, and I get some scoring clubs in my hand, some short irons and some mid irons, and just give myself as many looks as possible, I'm going to make a lot more than a lot of guys because I've always been a good putter. So you just kind of figure out what your recipe is, and that's been mine.
Have you played? I mean, you've been playing now, so you got to be tired. The grind of this thing, four rounds, every single shot, it means something. It's money. Every single shot, it's the pressure of it and making these cuts and trying to compete. What's the grind like?
Yeah, it's tough, man. I just did 6 in a row. I was actually planning on skipping Detroit. And I just felt good about my game. I felt safe being on the road with all the PGA Tour protocols. So I just decided to play, and I'm glad I did. I finished 12th and got to play with Bryson, and it was a great week, but it definitely took a lot out of me, and I was a little spent this week at Muirfield, and that's not a course that you can go in half-assed. You know, it grabs your attention on every single shot, and, you know, obviously we don't have as much physical strain as a lot of other sports, but the mental strain, the neurological decline that you face over a 6-week, you know, where you're just invested in every single shot and the practice rounds. I mean, we're playing 6 rounds a week, basically. So it's a lot. I'm home for 2 weeks, which is great. Recharge the batteries.
And then you head to San Francisco?
Yep.
Are you looking forward to your first? What's that going to be like? How are you going to tee it up on one?
Yeah, I'm going to be excited. Obviously, you know, when you think about your first major, you're thinking of, you know, 5,000 people lining the first tee box in that shoot. So that's going to be, you know, not quite as exciting without the fans there. But I've played Harding Park a bunch. I used to do U.S. Open qualifying there. It's not far from where I went to college at San Jose State. So I'm really excited to go back to the Bay Area, and I couldn't ask for a better place to have my first major.
Nobody's going to be able to go, huh? Your parents, nobody?
Nobody, yeah. Yeah, so, you know, that'll be a little disappointing, but at the same time, I think they'd all like their first major to be the Masters, so I just got to take care of business somewhere else and get into that next April.
Absolutely. So, advantage you know Harding Park.
Yeah, I haven't, you know, out of all the courses in the Bay Area there, I haven't played it a ton, but I've played it enough where I definitely think I'll have more rounds than a lot of guys in the field, so. And just, you know, it's the Bay Area golf, you know, it's soft sometimes, you know, the San Francisco weather can be a little iffy. I think this time of year, everything will be great, but, you know, putting on Poana greens, all those things, I'm definitely going to have an advantage having gone to school there.
Still 37th on the FedEx. I believe you were 33rd when you went back out there, and now you're 37th. Are you keeping an eye on that, on the FedEx Cup?
I mean, a little bit. You can't. It's tough to really do much about it. You just got to play as good as you can every week. You know, I had that T12 at Rocket Mortgage, and I think I jumped up back to 31st. So, I mean, you know, obviously East Lake's in my mind, and, you know, that's the goal for the end of the year, is to finish inside that top 30. But, you know, like you said, the fields were pretty tough, so a lot of guys that hadn't been playing a lot of the big names that were behind me, you know, jumped me. But at the end of the day, you know, the playoffs, all the points are skewed. Everything's higher. Everything's weighted higher. So, you know, I want to have a good time at PGA. And then, you know, I got 3 rounds of the playoffs. Hopefully that's where I really need to make up some ground.
I got a tweet here from Art. He's excited for you and watches you everywhere. And people keeping an eye on you, watching your scores every week. So
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Art, way to go. Way to go, Art. And he wants to know if you like Jack in the Box tacos, but I don't know.
You know, living in Houston and living in San Jose, there's so much good Mexican food. I don't know if Jack in the Box is up there for me on tacos, but
Yeah.
Maybe super late night.
Yeah, that's all right. If you're, you know, you're wasted and you want to grab, you know, a good greasy taco, that's the best place to go, I think. Well, then you and I disagree on that because that's my number one taco in the world.
So. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, no. Absolutely. Man, congratulations on the success. You're playing great. We're watching you get up there on those leaderboards and we're really looking forward to watching you tee it up at Harding Park. And great talking to you and great tweet. Keep those coming, except, you know, talking about the tip of your junk is not something that you usually do on the PGA
yeah.
Tour.
I'll try and keep it a little more PC going forward, but I'll keep it
no,
going.
No, please don't. Please don't. Not on my account. Hey, man, great stuff. We appreciate it, and hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
There's Mark Hubbard right here on ESPN 97.5. Dell was riveted. I saw you were... You were riveted to every word there. Dell hates golf.
I don't hate it. It just bores me.
Art,
the difference.
Art is so excited to hear from. He wants Mark Harbert on every day, Art said.
That's what you took from those tweets?
Really is.
You have an issue with comprehension, apparently.
I was never good at that on those standardized tests.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Have you seen Alabama's new locker rooms?
Yeah, they're flexing on people. They tweeted
those
images.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
It is just ridiculous.
I mean, at some point, look, I get it. Yeah, you got the money for it. You're trying to show off your program, recruiting. But at some point, it's like, okay. What am I? How much is too much? And apparently they haven't reached that level yet.
That is just ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a spaceship.
Yeah. Well, and it's every guy's picture is in neon at his locker.
Yeah, I think Oregon does. I think Texas does that. That's not so new, but the chairs, are they like massage chairs? Or at least they're...
It's just...
Or are they all... what's it called? I forgot what the word I'm looking for. It's like almost like a lazy boy in your reclining. All the chairs look like they recline. I mean, I guess do what you do, Alabama. Didn't help you win a title last year, though.
Well, if you can't win every year, they're pretty good.
No.
I don't know.
When's the last time they won a title, John?
A couple of years ago.
Yeah, all right, then. They're falling off. Oh, you don't think people were pissed at Nick for losing to Auburn and not even winding up in a New Year's Six Bowl game?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that they were pissed, but they can suck it, okay?
Losing to Auburn.
I mean, stop. All right? Stop already. Alabama's pretty good. And you ain't going to win it every year, Alabama
didn't even
fan.
Make the playoff. Clearly, that program's on the downturn.
Well, that's because LSU dominated. It's because they lost to a dominant program.
It's 1 year does not make you a dominant program.
Oh,
dominant year, certainly.
The most dominant year in college football history. Is Wait, that all?
That's,
okay.
Who said that?
Okay.
What is that based on?
Based on everything.
Why was their year more dominant than Clemson's last year?
Because they were a more dominant team offensively.
Clemson's defense was better.
Maybe.
No, yes.
No.
Clemson's defense last year was better than, 2018 was better than LSU's 19 defense.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
It was.
No, not at the end it wasn't. LSU's defense dominated the last six games of the year. Dominated.
Clemson's defense didn't give up anything to Alabama. How many points did Alabama score in the title game? They shut down Alabama. They were still dominant.
They played LSU played Alabama early.
I'm talking about comparing 19 to 18. Clemson's defense was strong late, too.
You can't even talk about Clemson. They got their ass handed to them by LSU.
It's a year-to-year thing. Clemson went 15-0 the year before and was just as dominant.
No.
And beat up on Alabama.
LSU, just not even arguable, was one of the most dominant teams ever in college football.
Clemson was, did you remember, Clemson in 18 was a dominant team too.
Nah, they were okay.
Okay.
They were just all right.
Oh, yeah. All right, yeah.
Wait, you guys were interviewing Mark Hubbard? I thought the signal was down again, and we were listening to the Golf Channel. John, don't do that again. Now, everybody loves golf talk on the radio.
Not from the people who tweet us, they do.
Yeah. Yeah. Ask the person if he likes Jack in the Box tacos. See, I don't know. Please ask this guy, Mark, to introduce himself, explain what he's doing on a sports radio show. He's a golfer. Can we stop? It's golf. It's the most important sport in America today.
I think that question is still legitimate. What's he doing on a sports talk show?
He's a golfer.
What does that mean?
Sports talk radio.
No one.
Radio.
No one talks to golfers.
Yeah.
Only Dan Patrick does that. That's because he's getting like Phil Mickelson.
Oh, but yeah, hey, listen, you get a big name like a Mark Hubbard in here, and you guys are talking about stupid stuff like not talking about golf. That's ignorant. Ignorant. That's
man,
what
I mean. I think someone made a good point. You can call Mark Hubbard and have that conversation with him.
Do it on your own.
Yeah.
Don't do it while we can hear you.
Yeah, just call him if you want to talk
man,
about it.
Man, you guys just suck. All the golfers out there, I want everybody who enjoyed that to give us a call. 713-780.
Even golfers aren't
3776. To hear a little behind the scenes about Bryson DeChambeau.
I'm trying to find an equivalent. Like if Raheel was still here and he brought on, who could he bring on?
If he brought on his dad to talk about jewelry.
No, because at least Hobart plays a sport, sort of. It's like if Raheel brought on, I don't know, he loves the Nets because of Kenny Atkinson, although he's no longer there. He brought the 13th guy from the Nets who had a good run, and we just talked to him about basketball. Who, like, could you name the 13th guy in the Nets?
But you'd like to hear some stuff behind the scenes stuff. Mm. You want to know about travel and all the stuff
because
going on.
People care about basketball.
Yeah, no. People care. People love it. Brian, love the golf talk. Keep it up. Thank you. Good night.
Brian, he has a whole hour dedicated to that on Saturdays. Are you listening to the golf show?
Yes, he probably does.
He should
on his
answer
way
that
to the golf
question.
Course to play. Yeah, to feel great about himself. Okay? That's what I'm talking about. So Russ is in Disney. You think Russ is going to do any rides? I don't think so.
No. He traveled there yesterday, so he's got to pass he has to have two negative tests from the time he arrives before he's allowed amongst the public. He's not expected to play in the scrimmage on Friday, but I guess he'll start practicing maybe Thursday if they have one.
Yeah.
If he clears the protocols.
Right. Oh, let's bring Jeff up. He wants to talk about the the Mark Hubbard interview. What do you say, Jeff? See, he fell asleep since it's over. After it's over, he fell asleep. Jerks. Hang up on him. Hang up on Gilbert.
Coming up next, we're going to talk to Chris Chioza of the Brooklyn Nets about his run at the University of Florida and what it's like in the bubble. And people are like, what? We got some buttons in the bubble? People will be interested in that. Shout out to Mark for coming on the show, but you see the reaction, John.
Stop.
That was a personal thing that was a personal call.
People are
That's a personal call.
No,
John,
it's
don't
not.
Have your personal calls on the air. That's weird.
It's not a personal call.
You're going to have your banker on next?
It's a sports call.
Are you going to have your banker on next? Your accountant?
I'm not. I don't ever talk to my accountant. I don't have an accountant.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm pretty sure I don't. Okay?
I'm trying to your insurance guy? Is he coming on in the next segment? Just personal friends of yours to talk about things you're interested in? That other people are like, man, John's talking about how much it's going to cost to move and the insurance he's going to get for the new house. Okay, I guess we'll do this and wait for him to be done. Then we'll tune back
Chris
in.
Chris has been on before, actually, if you want to know the truth.
I'm sure he has.
Yeah, he has been. Hey, have you ever been curious about... Are you CBD curious, Del?
No, John, I'm not. But maybe you can interest me.
Well, here we go. If you're CBD oil curious, well, there's a lot of benefits that it can provide. It's CBD American Shaman's products, all natural, high quality, formulated to promote and maintain health and well-being. And it's water. The difference between American Shaman and all of the other ones is it's water soluble. They have a production method that is different than anybody else's. It's the oil and water actually mix, which oil and water don't mix, but it does in this case with American Shaman. It's one of the leaders in the CBD industry. There's like 30 stores in the Houston area, from Katy to Galveston, from Tomball to all parts, to Beaumont, all throughout. Listen, if you're looking for the best way, I think relieve stress. It helps me. I take it. I like to play golf. I like to play poker. These are stressful, very stressful. And yet it helps. Inflammatory. I have inflammation in my back and in my hips, and it's helping. Calmness, relaxation, positive, healthy mood, quality sleep, healthy joint function, natural sleep, healthy immune system, the best in nature enhanced by science. CBD American Shaman, so confident in their products that a free sample is no problem when you go there. Stop by one of the 31 CBD American Shaman locations in the Houston, greater Houston area. ShopCBDTX.com. It matters. If you're going to get CBD, it matters the one that you're getting. ShopCBDTX.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Game of Thrones prequel, Dell. House of the Dragon. Are you in?
Yeah. There was one that was further in development that they actually shot a pilot for. I think it even had Naomi Watts in it, but it didn't do well, so they cut it. This one will be about how the infighting between the Targaryens and kind of how they went from this large family and all the dragons to, well, kind of what we saw at the beginning of
the series. But she was the only one left.
Yeah. We'll see. I think we'll see. Well, if the series is successful, I'm sure we'll see the Mad King in his reign. But yeah, it'll be from when the time they like took over Westeros until maybe that final part where the Mad King took over. So yeah, I'm in. I wonder.
Is there going to be books first, or?
Well, he did. He's already written books about it, so they have the framework for it certainly. So they don't just have to be pulling thoughts out of their ass. So they do have that. So that's a positive.
It's amazing how he and Tolkien came up with entire worlds.
Yeah, it happens quite a bit. I mean, he did it. You mentioned Tolkien. Even she's catching a lot of heat, but. What's her name?
Harry Potter.
J.K. did it too. Yeah. Well, you have that creative mindset. You can get things done and make yourself really, really rich.
Yeah, yeah. But it seems like a lot of writing. I'm bored.
It's a lot of writing.
Andrew wants to talk about golf. Who doesn't? What up, Andrew?
Who doesn't want to talk about golf? Golf is where it's at right now.
Thank you. It's the only thing. I mean, it's America's sport. It's America's pastime. It's the greatest sport in the world. And here these numbnuts all bashing it. It's just ridiculous, Andrew. David said the same thing. Fascinating. Golf talk fascinating.
Feels like that was sarcastic.
Yeah. All right, Andrew.
And the thing is, you know, it's one of those things where you can actually get out and go play right now.
Yeah.
Where everything else, we're sitting there watching football. We have to watch baseball. We have to watch basketball, all of that stuff, you know, it's just a bunch of, you can actually get out, play golf, get your buddies together and go and do that, where everything else is all basically watching TV and everything else.
Yeah, suck. I mean, yeah, participatory, Dell. You don't even know about it. Thanks, Andrew. Smart listener.
What a scintillating call from Andrew.
Well, what about Gilbert? He loves golf. Let's get Gilbert in here. Hey, Gilbert.
Oh, my God. You see that? Oh, my God. I put my gun. That's all I want anyway.
You
want
to go play golf?
Also, one day, after they start Friday, you know that, don't you, John, right?
Yeah. Astros are starting Friday.
Are you going to game?
Yeah, I'm probably going to go. Are you going to go?
Are you going to game?
Yeah, I'm going to go. You going to go?
No, I'm not going to go. It's kind of looking ridiculous if they play with no fans there last night, you know?
Yeah.
Look ridiculous, you know.
I think it looks
ridiculous. It's a bad the baseball season wait till next year anyway. Well, they get basketball anyway.
You think it looks
ridiculous? Well, this coronavirus thing we never had before, have we? You don't know about that, you know?
You what?
Are we going to cancel the Christmas party this year or not?
Oh, no. We're going to have the Christmas party.
I will think about that with you and how you know, John.
We're going to have the
He's
Christmas.
He's a public health expert. You should think about that,
we're gonna
John.
We're going to have it.
No Wendy there. That's very sad, you know.
Well, Wendy will be there.
No, she wasn't there last year.
Yeah, she was. Oh, no, she didn't come last.
No, she wasn't.
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, Gilbert's keeping track.
He wouldn't forget.
He's got a tally sheet on Wendy's Christmas appearances. Yeah, no, she wasn't there, but she's going to be there this year, Gilbert, for sure.
I'm pretty sad that Kelly Preston died last week anyway.
Yeah.
I'm real sad about that anyway.
What was your favorite Kelly Preston movie?
Was it Mischief?
Mischief, yeah.
You know why, John?
Why?
Because she was topless. Naked on that movie anyway.
You heard him, because she was naked in that movie.
She got naked in
it? Yeah, it was a topless scene, yeah.
Oh, there was?
Yeah.
Kelly Preston was hot now.
Yeah, she was making love with John's guy, you know.
Do you think that she
Something
was...
about that.
Do you think that the marriage to John Travolta was real, Gilbert?
All I saw charges. You know, I think the song charges that the devil's worship anyway, you know.
He said he doesn't like Scientologists. You know what he thinks of Scientologists? That's a
devil worship. Devil worship. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you
about
think,
John? That anyway, you know?
Tom Cruise is a Scientologist, right?
Yes.
Right?
Gilbert? We ain't going to heaven. That's one thing for sure.
Right.
Well, sometimes is that the devil or not? Let the devil
run. Yeah, John, is the devil or not?
Yeah.
No, right here, Is that the devil or not? I never thought about it.
You tell me, Gilbert. Is that the devil?
I think it's the devil. That's a different word you mean, anyway.
Yeah.
Devil.
Joel Osteen don't prove that anyway, you know?
Joel Osteen doesn't. You know? No, he's not a Scientologist. Right?
What about Reverend Turner?
Mayor Turner? I don't think he's a Scientologist. No. I'm pretty sure he's... I don't know, but no, I don't think he is. Why Mayor Turner? What about Lance? Lance Zierlein, you think he's a Scientologist?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, probably. Hey, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Lance is probably a Scientologist.
Gilbert, have you ever eaten like queso in your own bed before?
What?
Like, because he's a Scientologist, he eats queso in his own bed.
Yeah, you ever eat queso?
Have you eaten queso in your bed before?
No.
Do you eat in your bed?
No.
What?
He doesn't eat in bed. Nobody. He doesn't like Lance. He doesn't have kids.
I didn't say he laid down a food towel, but Gilbert, do you like take snacks in the bed, like chips or something?
No, I don't do that anyway.
No. Okay. He gets crumbs in the bed.
Anyway, well, you know.
He likes to sleep in his bed.
Well, the shirt. No, I mean, the
and
sheets.
And do other stuff.
Yeah, crusty sheets.
Let me ask you a question. Are you sure we're going to have a Christmas party this year or not? You don't know yet, right?
Christmas party for sure, Gilbert.
For sure? I didn't even know it was for sure.
Yeah, it's for sure. No.
Are you
it's
sure
for
about
sure.
that or not?
And Wendy's already said she's coming. All right?
Are you sure we're going to have a Christmas party or not?
I'm sure. I said yes. I'm sure.
Gilbert, I understand why you're skeptical.
Well,
it makes sense.
Yeah. So, hopefully, maybe we'll have some Scientologists there.
John Travolta there. How'd that sound?
Do what?
Yeah, I said John Travolta there. How'd that sound?
John Travolta or Tom Cruise or Mayor Turner?
No.
Gilbert said that.
How about Herb Albert?
Who?
Herb Albert?
Who's Herb Albert?
Yeah.
The trumpet player?
Yeah, the trumpet player. The Tijuana Brass.
You want him there at the Christmas party?
Are
yeah,
you sure?
I'd like to meet him, you know.
Is he alive?
He's still alive. Look at the internet.
Well,
you have the internet?
I will look at the internet. Herb Albert, is he still alive?
Yes. He's 85, but still alive.
Well, we'd like to see him there then, wouldn't we?
Gilbert, he's in California. I don't know if he's going to fly to the Christmas party. But we'll make inquiries.
Huh. He looks like he's still doing good.
Do you want him to play at the party?
He can. Yeah. He wants him to go.
Hey, by the time of we had a Christmas party, we're going to have a new president, Joe Biden.
Ooh, making predictions.
Whoa, Gilbert.
Yeah, we have a new president on the Christmas party.
Why don't you like Trump?
I don't like Trump at all anyway.
Why?
Because the Chinese virus anyway.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Chinese get hurt around in America. Could have said that anyway.
He doesn't like that rhetoric, John.
He calls it the Chinese virus. You don't like that, huh?
Yeah, a lot of Chinese get hurt anyway, though.
Who made Gilbert woke? How did this happen?
I know. Are you on Team Jamel, Gilbert?
Oh, no. He doesn't know who that
what?
Is. He doesn't know who that is.
You know who Jamel is? Are you on Team Jamel? No.
Gilbert, are you going to vote?
Yeah, I'm ready to vote. Yeah, why?
You going to vote for Biden?
Yep.
You're going to vote for Biden?
You
and
heard
not,
him?
Not Trump?
Trump keeps saying
vote
Chinese
Trump.
Virus.
I'm not voting for Trump.
Half the people don't like Gilbert, no?
Half people are...
Okay.
That's their next president, Trump, the Biden.
You said Trump.
He's going to get reelected.
He's going to get reelected, Gilbert.
Gilbert, can you endorse Joe Biden on the show? Say, I'm Gilbert Liu, and I endorse Joe Biden.
I'm Gilbert Liu. I'm a Biden, Joe Biden.
Yeah.
All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye, gentlemen.
Bye. What an
endorsement. Are you going to keep that?
Yes. Although I wish he had actually said endorse as opposed to whatever he said.
He didn't know what endorse was.
So I could actually play that. And I get next time he calls in, I'm Gilbert Liu and I approve this message and it's a Joe Biden ad.
I don't think if we play a Joe Biden ad that we should put I'm Gilbert Liu and I approve this message.
Well, maybe he does. If he does, he does. It's not a lie.
He's not voting for Trump. Now, see, half the people don't like him now.
Well, then if you voted for Trump, half the people wouldn't like him anyway. That's just how
it is.
How America
is. That's why you don't get political.
He's not political. He just doesn't like the
fact.
Oh,
really? He's not?
He didn't like that he named the Chinese virus. Says it's hurting Chinese people around the country. So he has a political stand.
Gilbert's woke.
Shout out to Gilbert.
I didn't ask him about Hong Kong.
Oh, where he feels like?
Yeah, we need to ask him since he's all woke now.
He'd be like, yeah, we should keep those people oppressed. What are you talking about? That's what we do here.
If there's anyone who's not woke, it's Gilbert.
Well, he does blame a certain segment of the population for stealing his bike all the time.
Well,
but like we,
and he sleeps all the time on the show.
That's true. That's the other thing. But like we've said, when people take stances when the issues matter to him.
Right.
And this issue, the calling it the Chinese virus, matters to Gilbert. So he's against Trump for doing that.
That's right. And he's not going to win now. Thanks. You don't have Gilbert's support now. Congratulations.
Well, much like John Kasich, I hope Gilbert makes an appearance at the virtual Democratic convention and gives a speech for Joe Biden.
You think Gilbert is going to give a speech?
I don't think he does, but I hope he does. He can follow Kasich.
Oh, my God. Gilbert just endorsed Joe Biden. Well, kind of. We're not sure what he said.
He goes, I'm Gilbert Liu Biden. Joe Biden. Yeah. I don't think he said the word endorse.
He didn't say endorse. I'm pretty sure. Oh, God. That is. Gilbert amazes every time.
Can you believe Trump lost a Gilbert vote?
If you lose the Gilbert vote, what kind of chance do you have?
Certainly a man of the people.
Is that why his ratings are dropping so...
It's possible.
All right. We got News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, I want to talk about my man, Scott McGrath over at McGrath Pest Control. He's awesome. We had the house, and we think we're going to get another one now, and it's going to be the first thing we're going to do is call Scott McGrath because we got to keep the bugs out, the fleas, the termites, mosquitoes, ants. If you've got – listen, and here's the deal – is termites. If you even have an inkling that there are termites in your home, you got to act now because they will destroy your home. And Scott McGrath is a guy who can protect your home. He can save you thousands and thousands of dollars in damages. And let's talk mosquitoes right now. With the rain, it's hot. The mosquitoes will all get together and they have mosquito sex. And there's mosquitoes all over the place. And now, what are you going to do? Well, Scott McGrath can murder them for you. He's got a mosquito murdering system. It'll keep your yard mosquito-free, totally safe for you and your family. It's not safe for mosquitoes. Kill termites, mosquitoes, ants, roaches, fleas, spiders, bedbugs. You don't want rodents. You don't want any animals or insects in your house. So you call Scott McGrath, 281-469-8240, 281 469-8240 or McGrathPestControl.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
I'll give a little advice to Joe Biden.
Not sure what he said. Not really sure what he said. 713. Oh, no, you can't do that. You can't call us because we're not doing that. So what we're doing here is News of the Weird. And I'm looking through. I got some good ones here, Dell. We got some pretty good one. A new dating app is launched for cat people. Dell, do you want to date a cat person?
Well, is cat person defined by having 5 cats or is it
30 cats?
That's too much. But maybe you love your single cat. I wouldn't mind if you are a person who loves your cat. I don't hate on that. One cat.
One cat?
Maybe two, but not more.
I think cat people got to stay together though, don't they?
I don't know. I like cats. I mean, I don't own one because I'm not, just doesn't fit. But if a person had a cat, I wouldn't be against it. Cats don't have a problem with me. But is cat person defined by 4 cats and you have like cat themed like furniture or knickknacks and you wear sweaters
like
with
that
cat
bitch Carol Baskin?
Well, yeah, like that. Then I couldn't be with Carol because if I crossed her, she'd feed me to one of her cats.
Yeah, right. No. You can't. You don't want to be that. You don't want to do that. You don't want to be her cat food. 14% of men, a survey says 14% of men get turned on by Alexa's voice. Have you ever told Alexa, keep talking?
No, because I don't have Alexa.
You don't?
No. I mean, Siri talks me nice.
Well, then you don't know.
So I can't really speak on it.
Do you think that you would be turned on?
Well, I find Siri comforting, not necessarily a turn on. Is Alexa a different breed?
Alexa's different. She sounds different.
I don't think I'd be turned on by her. I would try to get her to say stuff she's not supposed to say, though.
You want her to say? I don't think she says dirty things.
Not even that. Like, could I get her to say, like, insensitive things? Like, Alexa, say this word, and it's a slur. Would she say it?
I don't think so. I don't know. Alexa's pretty prim and proper.
Well, that's
I don't think she's dropping bombs on people.
I like a dirty girl. That's unfortunate.
All right. Favorite junk food by state. Favorite junk food by state.
Is it Frito pie here?
I don't see Frito pies. Like in Illinois, it's Skinny Pop.
I don't know.
Indiana is Pringles.
You're from Illinois. What's a Skinny Pop? Is that
skinny
a drink?
Skinny Pop is a popcorn, I think.
Okay.
It's diet popcorn. Mini donuts in Florida. That makes sense.
Florida.
What do you think Texas is? You'll never get this.
Jerky's not considered a junk
beef
food.
Beef jerky,
is it?
Yes. It is in New Mexico.
Okay. Texas. What do we love here? Funnel cake?
Funyuns.
Really?
That's what it says here.
I haven't seen anyone buy a bag. I haven't seen anyone with a bag of Funyuns in years.
Hawaii says granola bars. That's not junk food.
Well, is it like the chewy granola bars with chocolate in them and stuff?
That's not it.
Well, if it has the chocolate stuff in it, that's junk food.
Cheetos in California. Cheetos are my favorite.
I'm a flaming hot if I was going to go Cheetos. But, what was it here again? Funyuns. I don't see people eating Funyuns.
Yeah, I like Funyuns.
I don't mind them, but I just don't see people grabbing them.
Hershey's in New York, I think. That's or Pennsylvania. Chips Ahoy in New York. Hey, you know what? Funyuns ain't the number one.
It can't be.
Stop it.
How do they even come up with this?
Right. All right, top toppings for burgers. What's the number one? Obviously, it's cheese.
Yeah.
After that?
I feel like bacon should be up there.
Onions.
Yeah, bacon's probably less traditional.
then condiments, pickles, bacon. Come on. This is obvious. This is a stupid list. Pretty obvious. There's an Ottawa psychiatrist, and apparently he's having a problem staying awake during his patient sessions.
Is that bad for your job?
How would you feel about yourself if you went to a psychiatrist and he fell asleep while you were telling him your problems?
It all depends on what I'm there for. If I have a lack of self-esteem, it's not going to help me. And I would also say, okay, I'm not paying you for this. I'm not paying you if you're going to fall asleep.
Well,
your one job is to stay awake.
But I'm there to feel better about myself, and you're making me feel like I'm so boring. You can't stay awake.
No, I'm not there to entertain him, so or her. So if they, so I could be boring because, frankly, when people talk about themselves, it's kind of boring unless they're telling some story. But if they're just simply discussing their own lives, it's kind of boring. That's just how life is. So if he falls, he or she falls asleep, I ain't got a problem with it so much. Except I'm not paying you. We're done here. Because if I can't even trust you to fall asleep, how can I trust you to tell you things?
Yeah.
I can't trust you to stay awake, I mean. Beat it. You got to go.
I've never heard of Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas. Have you heard of it?
No.
Okay. Well, you got a fraternity there, Kappa Alpha. And that fraternity has been suspended for denouncing the Confederacy and Robert E. Lee in a social media post.
What was the reason for the suspension?
Because they denounced...
No, but did the university go, this goes against this, so we have to suspend you for it?
Yeah, they were disappointed in their political action.
Oh, so they just didn't like them exercising their right to free speech, so they suspended them.
Apparently.
Hmm.
Well, apparently, the Zion Chapter diverse prides itself on diverse membership, stands firm against bigotry. That's not good. You're going to be suspended for that.
Huh.
Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas, seems like they have a slant here.
Yeah. I mean, were they very vulgar about their denouncement or just simply said,
we ain't about
Robert E. Lee?
Robert E. Lee and the Confederacy.
That feels like an overreaction.
Yeah.
By the university.
Yeah. I don't know. Did you see the... And apparently in Taiwan, in parliament, they had a melee. Punches were thrown. This is something that happens in Asian countries.
Yeah,
we
see these videos all the time.
Yes. But they added something to it, water balloon fight.
That sounds fun.
I know, right?
Unless the water balloons are filled with something that they shouldn't be filled
Taiwanese
with.
Lawmakers threw punches and water balloons inside the legislature on Friday. Now, did you think this was going to happen and you brought water balloons to the legislature?
You're looking for a fight. You think a fight's going to occur, so you have them at the ready. You just don't carry water balloons just happenstance. You have a mission.
Yeah. I mean, I think you knew something was going down today. That was premeditated water balloon.
Like, we're going to get in a fight no matter what.
Philippines President Duterte is in the news, or Duterte, whatever his name is. He tells people that they should disinfect their face masks and hands with gasoline or diesel. You think he's getting his advice from another resident?
I thought that we use bleach here.
We do, but yeah, aren't we supposed to drink disinfectant or something?
Or shoot yourself up with UV lights.
Even hands with gasoline or diesel in case Lysol or alcohol is not available. That's to me. That sounds a little. I don't know.
I get the want to be safe and clean, but maybe not. Don't use like something that can be set on fire. I would go with something else.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, that sounds I don't know. Maybe a little extreme. I'm not sure I want to put a mask on after I washed it in gasoline.
No. You might do more damage than what you're trying to protect yourself from.
An Australian man has been fined $1,652. He drove 32 kilometers to fulfill his craving for perfect butter chicken. Would you drive?
No.
32 kilometers for perfect butter chicken and be fined $1,600?
Well, I might drive. that long to get some good food. But
it looks pretty good, though, this butter chicken.
I'm not taking a chance on the fine, though.
I don't know. This looks pretty good.
Is it enough to cover the fine?
Yeah. No. I mean, that's an expensive dinner. $1,652.
You know, our good buddy Raheel drove to Hattie B's because people told him to do it.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a restaurant that serves hot chicken.
Oh.
He drove, where is Hattie B? But someone's like, hey, he said, should I do this? And they're like, yeah. So he drove to Tennessee.
Drove to Tennessee for Hattie B's.
Yes, that's the closest one. There's one in Atlanta. There's one in Vegas. He drove to there's one in Alabama. Which one's closer? I don't know U.S. geography anymore. The Central Alabama location or the Tennessee location?
No one cares. That's stupid.
Well, he drove there.
Both of them are stupid.
And did a video about it.
Both of them are stupid.
He ain't got nothing to do.
No, that's true.
What's he doing?
He's open. I got something to do. I got to go. But first, I got to tell you, Champion Energy is the best. If you're looking for a great way to save money, I'm telling you, champion.energy/1560. Don't pay more. Champion.energy/1560.
You're going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.